At a 3-day political forum in Juba that kicks off yesterday, several participants said the political playing field is unfair in South Sudan. Paulino Lukudu Obede, head of the United South Sudan Party, says political parties other than the ruling SPLM party are limited in their efforts to engage with citizens. Obede says the political atmosphere in South Sudan has been militarized. He says in several state-organized forces do not allow members of civil-led political parties to hold rallies or meetings.
They go through too many restrictions, too many impediments for political parties to organize a single meeting, let alone organizing a rally that can bring thousands of people together, especially in the states. In Juba, it's restricted, but not that too much. But in other states, apart from Juba, it's very restricted to the stage of the political parties will not operate, apart from the known SPLM. But other parties, the political space is seriously restricted.
For too long, Obede says, the country has failed to practice multi-party politics as stipulated in the transitional constitution. He says this week's forum organized by the Ministry of Peacebuilding will help political parties across the country to lobby for lifting restriction on political activity to achieve a peaceful and democratic South Sudan. He says the time has come for all parties to join forces and engage in peaceful politics.
All politics with the man standing behind with a gun has been put to an end by coming together of these political parties and agreed that South Sudan is tired of the military politics. We have to shift from militarized politics to a civilized politics by allowing a free political space equally to all the political parties. More especially, the government-owned television and radio, the SSBC, should also practice this, allow the multi-party system in their platforms.
Peter Lomude, chairperson for political affairs in the National Democratic Movement, says he appreciates that such dialogue was allowed to take place as the country moves towards holding general elections. Lomude says the transitional period will soon expire and the political parties need to be able to speak freely with South Sudanese citizens.
What do you talk about the participation and what do you talk about the elections? You know, elections, they are meant to be in a level ground where all political parties will be able to compete, you know, equally. Now, as we speak, there are a lot of things that are not implemented, including the question of the security arrangements. Now, we only have one party in guidance, but access, you know, to using the state resources, you know, going to the state to do campaigns, you know, in the name of disseminating peace.
Teresa Siricio, head of Sudan African National Union, says the dialogue has created awareness, especially among parties that were formed after the unity government signed the revitalized peace agreement. She says to date, only 14 out of 62 political parties in the country are registered.
Everybody will be prepared to register their political parties, those who have not registered, and they will be fully active in carrying on their political activities. So I think this is an opener to me. This workshop is an opener for all political parties. Be aware of all the necessary documents for them to get ready to go for election.
South Sudan in Focus reached out to officials of the ruling SPLM party for comment on the story, but all declined to speak, saying they needed to get permission in advance from their superiors. The forum was organized by the Ministry of Peacebuilding in collaboration with UN Women to bring together all political parties in South Sudan in an exchange of ideas on how to improve their working relationship ahead of elections scheduled to take place in February. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.